Right, a very good morning to you and welcome to the second hour of the Dawn program here on iRadio, live broadcast from the capital, Juba. My name is Imano Joseph Akile and it's Monday, the 6th of November 2023. The clock says now time is 14 minutes after the hour of 8. Now, let's talk about education. As I mentioned earlier in the first hour, we're going to talk about girls' education in South Sudan and to shed more light on the new phase of this project. I'm joined live in the studio by Akujadi Garang, who is the team leader, and probably I'll be joined late also by India Perry, who's a senior responsible person or the officer with the British embassy. But for now, Akuja is here with us, our friend. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
Now tell us, refresh your minds and maybe tell the public about the background of the girls' child education in South Sudan in general.
Sure. The girls' education in South Sudan started back in 2013. We are actually in our second phase at the moment. The objective of the program overall is around creating equity in education, particularly targeting girls and other vulnerable children, to make sure that any barriers towards their education are removed, basically allowing them to enroll, continue their education, particularly at primary and secondary level across the whole of the country. So we're actually now 11th year, and this program will continue until, well, the current phase, I should say, will continue until March of 2024.
India, welcome. Morning. It's good to have you. And we have already started our discussion. We're talking about girls' education in South Sudan. Now, Akuja, I remember, yes, last week you were there during the presser with the minister, Udeng Achwil, who officially announced this new phase of the project. Can you give us an overview of what exactly happened last week?
Sure. So it's actually not a new phase. However, it is the kickoff of the payments, the cash transfer payments for 2023, which are scheduled to start today. So the objective, as you might be aware, is the cash transfer are provided to girls to compensate for the financial sort of difficulties towards their education needs. So we provide these funds once a year to girls between primary 5 to secondary 4 to help with the kind of the cost of education. So that's what we were kicking off with the press conference on Friday.
Now, India, let me welcome you and let's have an overview from the UK government perspective of the embassy about all this project. Like, what is it all about?
Morning. Thank you for having me. So the program, as Akuja said, has been running for over 10 years now. And it's the Girls Education South Sudan program, which we're really proud of. It's a program aiming to improve access to quality education, primarily for girls, but also for all children. We know that in South Sudan, we've got around 2.8 million children out of school. And through the program, we offer cash transfers to encourage girls, but we also do behaviour change work, support for teachers and for schools to improve schooling, and we also work very closely with the ministry to improve the overall sector. So I'm here representing the British government, but we also have the US, Canada, the European Union, and Sweden and Norway, who are supporting the program as well.
Now, Akuja, who is eligible really to receive the cash or the money, as we speak?
Sure. So it's mainly directed at girls between the classes of primary 5 up to secondary 4. And this year, for the first time, we have girls who are attending alternative learning programs, which are some of the catch-up programs, as you might be aware, where sometimes when girls start late or drop out and come back, there's a condensed program where instead of doing, for example, 8 years of primary, they'll do 4 years. And similarly, sometimes in secondary, they do something similar. Instead of doing 4 years, they do 2 years. So these girls will be particularly included this year. So the idea, as I mentioned earlier, is about uplifting the kind of the some of the burdens of the financial burdens of education, and the requirement is that the girls need to be enrolled in these schools and in these classes, and they should be attending regularly. So those are the target groups. This also includes girls with disabilities as well.
Right. Yeah. And talking about girls with disabilities, that brings me to you again, India. Now let's talk about the importance of having this. Like, why is the British government really interesting in this? Why are you really interested?
So particularly children with disabilities in South Sudan are even more disadvantaged than girls when attending school. We know that they face a lot more barriers, including some harmful cultural norms, some barriers to physically being able to access school, some issues where teachers aren't trained to be able to support children with disability. So we're hoping that... that this amount of money will be able to support those children with disability and to be able to get access to school. And actually next year we will be providing the cash transfer, so not this year but next year, for girls and boys with disability, because we know that both of those groups of children are really poorly affected and so many are unable to get access to school.
And Akuja, I remember there was a question last week for you exactly where people asked about we're getting towards the end of the year and why starting right now and what's really can you explain that to the public?
Yes, so this question we get almost every year, and we do recognize that this is an issue, and let me just put it out there. The process as it is at the moment in terms of enrollment and the requirements that they need to get to before they're paid is very mechanical. So from starting from enrollment, we have to enter the names of each individual learner manually. So, and every year has to be done. So say, for example, we have 1.5 or 2 million children. All these names have to be entered manually. So you can imagine that this takes a long time to do. Maybe I should take a step back. Actually, in terms of, unfortunately, when the academic year is supposed to start, first week of February each year, and... that should really be a time when everybody opens their schools. But we know that there are schools in some parts of the country that open late for one reason or the other. That's another big discussion. So then once that process is done, the names are entered into the system, takes almost the first term. Then the second term, we have to go in and start to validate, whereby we go and check that the names that are in the system actually are names of people who exist physically in schools. So that takes another, you know, couple of weeks or even 2 months sometimes. Then we get into the payment process. So all of that needs time. I think something that we're trying to do, apart from the discussion around schools opening on time and enrollment is done quickly, is also about how we're going to improve the data management system in the country in a way that we might be looking at digitalizing the process rather than doing it manually. And that's a discussion for the wider sector that we're having with the Ministry of Education. Yes, we know it's not ideal to have it at this point in the academic year, but we do support that by communicating to girls and their parents that these funds are meant for their education. And in majority, over 90% of the cases, they're actually utilizing the funds for their educational needs. They either save it for the next academic year or immediate sort of needs that they might have, such as exams. You know, exams are coming up in December. So they are really, you know, we need to appreciate that these girls are intelligent. They know what their needs are. Of course, there might be a small percentage who are going to misuse it, maybe for Christmas and all sorts of stuff, but that's a small percentage.
Let me come to India and let's talk about the impact. Does the UK government see the impact of having this a project for years now? Do you see a positive change or do you see any difference in terms of education, especially with girls in South Sudan?
Absolutely. So we know that when we started the programme, there were around 520,000 girls and in primary school. And now there are almost a million. And in secondary, we know there were about 10,000, and now there are over 71,000. So it's not all just because of cash transfers. There's a lot of work going on elsewhere. But that is a huge, huge difference that we've seen over the last over 10 years. And actually, in some schools, we're seeing gender parity. So we're seeing just as many girls as there are boys in some schools, not everywhere. So we're really proud. It's really important to us that girls have the same opportunity. So we've seen a lot of positive results as a result of the program.
Right. Bring us about 24 minutes after the hour of 8. Let's go for this short break and we'll be right back. Good morning. Don't go away. This is the extended hour of the dawn. Right, a very good morning to you once again. It's 26 minutes and after the hour of 8. You're still listening to the Extended Hour of the Dawn program, and we are talking about education. I'm still joined live in the studio by Akuja D. Garang, who's the team leader of Girls Education South Sudan, and India Perry, who's a senior responsible officer, British Embassy here in the country. Now, Akuja, let's talk about the process leading up to the payment, like, how will someone get the money?
Yes, absolutely. This is an important part. So as I described earlier, so the enrollment takes place. We do the validation to check that the names on the list are actually in human beings who exist in schools and are attending school regularly. Mm-hmm. That process is important. Mm-hmm. So we do that at the school level, checking the attendance, you know, together with the ministry and all school, of course, our implementing partners on the ground. Yeah. Then as we do that, we also start a process where we recruit, or rather procure, a pay agent to deliver the money on our behalf. So that's kind of going alongside of it. And then once that is done, so basically, sorry, let me take a step back. So when we're doing the validation, we're distributing what we call the cash transfer enrollment forms. And these forms are very important in terms of the evidence that this is a girl that has been validated and she's eligible for the cash at the payment point. So it's important that the girls are given a copy, the white copy of the enrollment form or the cash transfer enrollment form, because once they come to the point of payment, they have to present that form. So that needs to be communicated clearly. So any girl and parent who's listening out there, please make sure you receive your white copy of the form and you present it when the payment starts. Then the payment takes place in different schools, and as we do the payment, the girls, as I described, present their payment sheet. They have to check the amount that they are paying. Once they check, of course, the amount, they have to sign against the form that has been presented to them. And also there's a list, there's a payment list that's presented to them. They have to sign against that. And this is normally witnessed by several individuals, including, for example, if they're girls who are younger than 18, their parents are encouraged to join them. The payam is attending the payment process, as well as staff from the program, including our implementing partners, but the central team that travels around the country from Juba. So that's the process.
Right, good. And in India, do you have like an idea of how much they're going to receive from which class, for instance, and why only girls, not men?
Yes, so the amount...
Why not us, only you guys?
So the amount that girls will receive is 25,600 SSP if they are in P5, P6, P7, S1, S2, S3. For those that are taking exams, so in P8 and S4, they will receive 32,000 SSP. So it's a really important question about why girls and not boys.
Right.
Firstly, to say you haven't received it because you're not at school anymore. For girls, as I said, we know that there are still plenty of places in South Sudan where there are very few girls in school, especially in secondary. And the reasons for that are quite complex, but we know that girls face additional barriers to being able to access school compared to boys. So we know that there are high levels of... early child marriage. There's over 1 million child brides in South Sudan. We know that early pregnancy for girls can be a real barrier, that some harmful gender norms around prioritizing boys over girls to go to school can be a real challenge. So whilst we know that everyone struggles to go to school, we're really targeting girls because we don't have enough resources to be able to support everyone, to try and make sure that we're getting as many girls accessing school as possible.
Right. And Akuja, this project, do you see like it has really changed the narrative or the issue of early child marriage and forced marriage and girls being dropping out of school because of forced marriage? Have you seen any change, or is there any positive result that you've seen from the project
sure,
that
absolutely.
You can share with the public?
Yes. We do have positive stories of the impact of the program, mm-hmm. as Indy described earlier, in terms of the numbers increasing. But mm-hmm. also we do know that, yes, you know, in addition to our cash transfer program, we have other elements of the program. For example, we have the behavior change communication, mm-hmm. where we go into communities either through radio mm-hmm. or through community outreach, where mm-hmm. we discuss issues about the importance of education. Mm-hmm. And we do see that there's a, you know, positive feedback and people are receptive to the idea that girls' education is important. Mm-hmm. And they are looking for ways to make sure that happens. Mm-hmm. We do know definitely that the barriers still persist, mm-hmm. but the choices that families and girls are making are better choices because they're now informed. They can see the benefits. They see girls around them going to school, and they see, you know, we have stories because the program, as you mentioned, is over 10 years. Mm-hmm. Stories of girls who have now gone into higher education, mm-hmm. for example, are even working, and they come back to the communities and mm-hmm. they see the impact of that. Mm. So they will take a few more years for sure, but we can have, you know, we started the process. The impact is there.
Right. And I've seen the statement released last week and by your office, and then I also saw the minister announcing warning officials and also police officers, teachers, and whoever is involved in the process to not really misuse or mishandle this issue of the money cash transfer to the girls. Can you say something about that?
Sure. Very important. Maybe also India might want to come in.
Yes,
it's
sure.
really important that this is the only, for the girls, this cash that was being provided is the only income that they perhaps get to be able to cater for their educational needs. And this is only paid once a year. And if we're really genuine about making sure that our girls go to school, stay in school, and are able to learn and come out of the other end after their secondary as, you know, productive citizens, we need to make sure that every little penny that is misused has a negative impact. Mm. So it is important that we remember that. So we are definitely sending the message that it's important that no amount is deducted. And if any amount is deducted, that this is reported to officials who are in the process. As I mentioned, we have, you know, staff of the program, other officials who are involved in the process, mm-hmm. or we have two numbers, toll-free numbers, that we can, or rather learners or any person who wants to report can communicate through that number to mm-hmm. inform us that this has happened. Mm-hmm. So we have zero tolerance for any misappropriation of the funds that are meant for girls.
All right. You want to add something on that? The issue of misappropriation and to ensure that the money reaches really to the girls who are really in need of the support from the UK government.
Exactly. So we know that a lot of people are struggling in South Sudan. And sometimes people feel that they need, that this cash isn't just for these girls, that mm. it might come to the school or the state. Or all of the people that are involved in the process. Mm. But this cash belongs to South Sudan's girls. It is really important that it gets to them. We've had cases before where we have ended up involving police and have had to withhold payments because of these issues. So as Akuja said, there are numbers that you can phone if you hear of any challenges at all. But please, we're asking everyone to support the process to make sure that the girls are kept safe. And to make sure that they're able to access their money properly.
Right. Let's pick a few calls now on 11 or 22 9 8 6 9 8 6. Bring us about 25 minutes to the top of the hour. If you have any questions to our guests from the studio, it's time. Dial 11 or 22 9 8 6 9 8 6. Or you can drop your comment on our Facebook page, iRadio Juba. We are live. iRadio?
iRadio, how are you?
Yes.
This is Community Advisor from Jonglei State Board.
Yes, Community Advisor, welcome.
Let me recognize and learn the topic. I have two questions to my guest.
Yes.
The first question is, how and why the ladies are dropped out from the school? And do you think that payment will maintain the ladies from the school, or not payment, or not money to maintain them in the school? Number two, How do you advise them for feeling? Because I have seen that feeling is the one let them drop out from their school. They feel and they play with the small boy and they get pregnant. What advice can you give it to them?
Early pregnancy, for feeling? Right. Mm.
Thank you so much.
All right, community advisor, thank you. The issue of early pregnancy and dropping out of school. Okay, they'll respond to that. Let's pick another call. Hi, radio.
Manuel Joseph Akela, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
This is David Magog from WOW.
David Magog from WOW, welcome.
Emmanuel, I have two questions to the guest studio. Number one is about payment. The girls who do go to school, they have teachers who are always teaching them. And the girls did not decide one day to give something, a little, to the teachers who are teaching them. Why is it so like that? This is number one. Number two, in South Sudan, there is GBB, which is connected to the problem of girls. If a girl is forced to marry, or in case there is something as a violation of that, do the girls have a concern to help that girl or not? Thank you.
Right. Thank you, David Magog. We have two or three questions now from Bor and WOW, community advisor, and then David Magog. Who wants to come in first, India or Akuja?
I can come first.
Okay.
So thank you so much for the questions, and it's really nice to hear men phoning in who are interested in this program and supportive of it.
Mm-hmm.
The first question, I think, was around what stops girls going to school.
Yeah.
We know that, as we said, we have 1 million child brides in South Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
So often when a girl ends up getting married, they will stop going to school. They'll be forced to stop, or they will have other priorities that they focus on. And so, as Akuja said, we do a lot of work to try and stop that process.
Mm-hmm.
We know, as the second caller said, that gender-based violence can be another problem. And South Sudan scores very badly, unfortunately. It's 165 out of 170 of the worst countries in the world around gender-based violence. We also know that menstruation can be a problem for girls if they don't have the right support during that time of the month, that they're unable to go to school, or they feel embarrassed to go to school, that they don't have the right sanitary products to support them. So this money is trying to come over, address some of those issues along with the other behavioural change support that we do. There is an interesting question around early pregnancy.
Yeah.
So we know that this happens. It's a really big challenge in South Sudan. And obviously we do a lot of work to try and stop it. But in the event that it does happen, we work closely with schools to try and help those girls still attend school. We believe that even if a girl is pregnant, even after she's had the baby, that she still has an absolute right to education. And so whether it's attending mainstream school or attending the accelerated learning program, we really encourage those girls to be able to go. And hopefully this money can help them do that.
Right. Kuya, you want to add something on that?
Yeah, no, thank you, Emmanuel. I think the only thing to add is about also remembering on the question about early pregnancy is that it's around education, and I think we will gradually see this reduce as, you know, families and girls themselves continue to become educated, because I think one of the biggest issues around early pregnancy is that, physically and emotionally, these girls are not also ready to have children, and this is really dangerous for their health. So there needs to be a bit more around sexual reproductive health discussions within the family, but also in the public, that yes, people are free to make their choices, but when you make that choice, you need to know what the consequences are. And one of the biggest negative consequences is, you know, and girls end up, you know, having a difficult pregnancy or even sometimes lose their lives.
Right. Yeah. Bring us about 19 minutes to the top of the hour. Let's speak via a few calls. Hi, radio.
Hello, hi, radio.
Yes.
Well, sir.
No, Manu Manu.
Hi, Bullish Manua.
Yes, Bullish from Manua. Welcome.
I've been following the topic since the beginning. So I want to ask something, so that to be clear to all the people. According to the payment of the girls, we want to know the amount exactly that if it's primary, from P5 or P6. How much money for each of them?
Okay.
For that to be clear, yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you. Akuja, you can just respond to that.
Sure, I can. So the amount that will be paid this year will be for learners between primary 5, so primary 5, primary 6, and primary 7, yeah, and then S1, S2, and S3, yeah, I hope, will be paid 25,000. 300 SSP. Then the candidate classes, which is P8 and S4, will be paid 31,600. So there's a slightly different amount for those candidate classes because of the additional cost of examinations, for example.
Right. Yeah. Let's pick another call. 11 or 22 986 986.
Good morning.
Welcome back from the break. Let's pick this call. Our radio.
Hello, our radio.
Yes.
Sibu Kedam in a wheel.
Yes, Sibu Kedam in a wheel. Fadal.
Assalamu alaikum. Anabu Salam, you have done a face studio, interface studio, and Emmanuel. Besara, this one, Wahid. Adam al Gadim, the Mul al Banada Quays. As a guy decides about the Fatayat, is an inwards of the rest of the town. Well, but the sum of Sinal Muraka, how Bizgutum and Moasla Fedras. While Malimin can be falling, Anna Benishuf, yes, that's a new. A deaf at Adal Malimin, whatever Tadal Banat, you couldn't see Dufa Wah, Shanin, Malim, Mayan, Jurtani, Lehaja, with Le Masarim, the Sid, but I shan hear Mayan Guzmina Haja. Anna Bishuf Kalambo, Kunas, and no deaf, I couldn't be Dufa Wah.
Okay.
لأن لما ندخل البنات المعلم بيكون إنه نظرة تاني في حاجات هذا بسهولة كده يمكن يتأثر سلبا على على ال ال الجروش البسيطة ده فوق البيت.
Shukran jazila. And it's talking about also the motivation for teachers and the importance of so paying teachers as well, because when you pay the girls or the school girls and teacher is not paid, then something can happen because he will be tempted to take the money from the girl. Let's speak this call. Are radio? Yes, revert back to us on the cell line. Let's speak one more call before we can come back to our guests in the studio and respond to your question. Dial 11 or 22 986 986. Hello, are radio? Yes.
You are talking to Soslino. To Lino.
Lino. From?
I'm glad to hear from you.
Calling from where, Lino?
Calling from Mount Labara.
Okay, Njuba, welcome. Go ahead.
Njuba, you know.
Yes, go ahead.
The initiative is good and it has made a great impact in the life of our daughters. And I'm grateful for this initiative. My question is only one. I have a concern that if any girl missed the white card due to some reason that she was not in school that day, what will you sort out this issue so that she may not miss receiving the money? Thank you.
Okay, thank you. That's Lino there. Now let's come back to our guest in the studio. Wants to come in first.
Before we go into the question, Iman, I just make a slight correction.
Yes, sure.
I mentioned the amount earlier. There's a different amount that have just been communicated to me. So for candidate classes, they will receive 32,000 SSP.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the candidate, which is P8 and S4.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the classes, including ALP, will receive 25,600 SSP.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's just the correction I wanted to make.
Great.
In terms of the question around the form that has been, is he saying it's been lost or that she was not there during the validation?
If she's not there, or even if it's lost.
Like, yeah. So there is a way. I think it's important to remember that the whole idea around the cash transfer in itself is about attendance.
Mm-hmm.
So there needs to be a really genuine reason why she was not in school that day.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we continue to do this and just pay, they did not attend for it. a reason that it's not strong enough, then we're encouraging people not to attend. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then it beats the whole purpose. So each case needs to be dealt with individually on a case by case basis. What was the reason that she was not at school during validation? Mm-hmm. For example, we know people who might have been displaced for, you know, due to the conflict or due to floods, and that's a genuine reason. We can find ways to ensure that they receive their cash. For those who have lost their copy of the CTEF or the cash transfer enrollment form, there are carbon copies that we can validate. As I mentioned earlier, that when they do the validation, the girls are given the white copy. Mm-hmm. There are three other copies that remain with the school, and there are other also copies with the program. Mm-hmm. So we can check and verify that this person is the person that was already validated, so that's possible to still pay them.
Right.
Yeah.
And Sibukida from Awil was asking about the issue of teachers. I mean, like, maybe India, you want to talk about that?
Sure. We know that our teachers in government schools are not receiving a salary regularly, and the salary is very little. Mm. We, amongst with all the other donors, work really hard and try and put pressure on the government to release those salaries and to improve them. But we know it is a continuous challenge. But we really encourage teachers to avoid picking this money for themselves. It is for the girls in their schools. And if, unfortunately, if we find out that teachers have been doing that, we may have to stop the process in that school. So we are working hard to try and improve teacher salaries and push the government to pay them. But it's very important that this process is not obstructed in that way.
Right. And we have another interesting comment there from one of our followers on Facebook. This is Ori Ambu is saying, hello, good morning, iRadio. I am Patrick in Juba. It's not that I hate girls, but then the current trend is like you are neglecting the boys or the boy child. Can you be like having something to... a program that can handle both boys and girls at the same time to cater for both of them instead of only girls? Akuja.
Okay, I can start. So let's remember that, as India already explained earlier, the reason that we are targeting girls specifically with the cash transfers is because the additional sort of barriers that females in general in South Sudan face, not only in school, in the society in general. We know all of the reasons where girls are behind in terms of them being prevented from going to schools and so on, and the choices made by parents that boys are more important. So we know that girls are a little bit behind. That's the original reason why the program is designed this way. Mm-hmm. We have other components of the program that support boys. However, we might say it's indirectly. We have what we call the capitation grants, which go to the schools, and those grants are meant to improve the environment of the school for all learners, including boys. Mm-hmm. There's a discussion we can have about this, as India mentioned earlier. There's an upcoming follow-up program, which maybe India can talk about more.
Yes, go ahead.
Thanks, Akuja. So in our follow-up program, as I mentioned, we are looking to support boys with disabilities as well as girls starting from next year. But we are also really focusing on the quality of teaching. We know that there is no point having children in a classroom when they're not learning. And as we just talked about, teachers are not getting the right salaries. And so a lot of teachers are not coming to school. They're changing their careers. So in our follow-up program, we are looking to support teacher training. So those teachers that are already in the service, we really want to support them to improve the quality of education. And that will benefit both boys and girls. And we will also be doing some targeted, what we are calling pilots, in some of the areas in South Sudan to do some specific support in very difficult areas for both girls and boys as well. So we appreciate the challenges for boys, but as Akuja said, we know specifically in South Sudan, girls face a real extra barrier.
Right. Let's pick one or two calls before we can come back again to our guests in the studio and wind up the conversation. Dial 11-022-986-986. Tosal alayon wagadim suwal bitak fili studio. Inna nadu yu fili maana fili studio. Bnitkellam fi modu bitak talim. Tosal alayon wagadim risala bitak au asila bitak. Hello, iRadio.
Yes. Sabal girl la dir bta studio mas Suleiman Haidra.
Suleiman, welcome.
Thanks. And then tabanya akili, I was remember zaman ihna kunna fi asas في برامج بتاع اكل في المدارس وبرامج بتاع الاكل اللي طبعا كان في من بنات واولاد لكن هسه بقى برامج بتاع اكل ما بقى في برامج دروس وفي دروس هم قام قسموا يعني بدي دروس لبنات وبخلي اولاد انا ما اعرف معلومه ما جمع استراتيجيه او يجمع حاجه تساعد جانبين يساعد اولاد وبنات لان في اولاد حتى الان زادوا هم ما قادرين عشان يلقى حتى حدا كراسات حدا قلم ما قادرين يلقاو فانا قاعد نشوف اتليست من قبل ما استراتيجيه يعني بوث سايد كله بيستفيدوا لان سو قال عندهم برامج بتاع مساعده بتاع اولاد المعوجين ليه ما قدر يشمل باقي اولاد ترين قال لي في اطفال ما عندهم امهات ما عندهم ابوهات هم اولاد تبقى ميجا في بنفيت بيجي لجانب ثاني وين بخلي جانب ثاني انا قاعد نشوفه ما بكون كويس لانه في اولاد كتار من قالوا كاريكاتير مدارك اصلا بيسجلوا يجي في مدارك لابد يوم برضه شنو
Okay, Suleiman, thank you. Suleiman was asking about back in the days, boys and girls used to be the same in school. When it comes to feeding, when it comes to the administration of the school, taking care of both females and males as well. But then why only focusing on girls, forgetting about boys? What about the orphans, the boys who have lost their loved ones or who are not being taken care of? What can you do about that? Yes.
أنا ممكن أجاوب أتكلم بعربي كان عشان سليمان okay. يفهمني so, يا سليمان شكرا للجواب بتاعك ده طبعا موضوع الأكل بتاع المدرسة ده لسه فيه لكن برامج ده ما تبع Girls Education South Sudan ده تبع WFP وهم بدوا الأكل لمدارس معين في محلات معينة so, الكلام ده لسه ماشي قدام يلا من ناحية إنه you know أولاد برضو في أولاد مساكين و you know يتيمين وكده طبعا ده كلام صح فيه لكن الحاجة اللي فيه طبعا البروغرام بتاعنا ده ما ممكن you know يحل المشاكل بتاع البلد كله
no.
yeah. في ناس تانين بيعملوا فيه برامجات معين للليالى اليتيم في إحنا عارفينه لكن I think إنه الحاجة المهم إنه كلام ده يعملوا communication فوقه أكتر
All right. We have less than five. Inna, you want to say something? Okay. You okay?
Only because I don't understand, which is my own fault. I'm sorry, but I'm sure Akudra has answered it very well.
I was surprised you speak good Arabic. I was really surprised to know that you speak good Arabic. Akudra, let's speak one more call before we can wind up our conversation. Dial 1-1-2-2-9-8-6-9-8-6. Tawassal alayna wa qaddim sual bita qabli ma nakhtim faqratna bita al-layla qabli ma نمشي لبرنامج بتاع ساوند تراك شو مع زميلة بتاعنا كفوكي جادا هاي راديو
كيرا صباح الخير
يس
تقدر بسكين تجوه
إيمانويل تفضل
تحية ليك وتحية محسن يعني بيسرق في السيدة سؤال بتاعي بقول كده هم بيجز فقط بتاعهم جميل وخلوا بنا بتاعنا المستوى تاني من سلام يقدر يقول أخواني ذكر عسر رسول الله خليهم يكون دور رجالي يعني حتى في نقصان لبعض المدارس هم دور شنو مثلا من يعملوا تعاود مع حكومة يجوا يجيبوا يعني جرب المدارس المناطق اللي لسه ما في مدارس عشان كيف اللي تيجوا التعليم من جهه من كل الجهات يعني يبدا اوضاع ويبدا
اوكي يعني زياره بتاعة مدارس having more schools in the remote areas radio hello radio yes maybe India you can respond to that before we can wind up. Yeah.
Of course, we know this is another challenge, and we, as we said, we only have a certain amount of money in this program. We believe that the government is looking at and wants to support those in rural areas, either by accessing schools, particularly secondary schools, we know is a challenge in towns, or by developing schools in those areas. Unfortunately for donors, it's not a focus, it's not a priority for us at the moment, but we continue to look at how best to support South Sudan.
Right. Our radio? Hello, our radio. Our radio, good morning. Yes.
Yes.
No, madam, no? Three children. Thank you, Manu George. I read you.
Hello, Manu.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Manu, Manu. Moses, welcome. Akuja, respond to the two questions before we can wind up. Yeah.
Right. So I will say grievance of the Suleiman Taban. I can't know Akilu Kalam Zekida Mafi or Yal al Fishare. زي ما قلنا طبعا البرامج بتاعنا ده برامج بتاعت education للتعليم وهنا عارفين بره هناك في برامج تانية قاعدين بيحلوا الموضوع ده المشكلة ده so زي ما قلت يعني كويس انه ناس يعني يعملوا communication في الحياة ده يوروهم قاعدين يعملوا شنو في السؤال الثاني من اخوي اللي قال بنات اللي بيقعدوا مع اهل والأهل طبعا ما you know ما يعني نوم كويس وكده ما بيهتموا بهم طبعا ده كلام صعب شوية طبعا ده كلام في أسرة صح لكن إحنا ككوميونتي زي ما هو زول العمل البلاغ ده هو ذاته مش كوميونتي منبع لو في طريقة هو يقدر يشوف يتكلم مع الناس ده كيف عشان يوريهم الكلام الحقيقي يقول لهم يا جماعة ده قروش ده للبيت بتاع المدرسة إحنا عندنا كوميونتي صرف ممبرشيب والحاجات زي كده الناس ممكن يتدخلوا في كلام زي الناس الأسرة إحنا عارفين كلام ده في بلدنا بيحصل كثير يعني طبعا لكن بدون ما تعمل you know تزعج الفاميلي ده في طريقة ممكن نحل المشاكل ده
نعم and India before we can wind up I want you to send a message to the public especially to the girls the administrators the schools as we kick off like today the payments starting today and how it's going to be and what's the real message really from the UK government on behalf of the embassy and the ambassadors.
Thank you so much. So I want to say I'm here representing the UK government, but also Canada, the European Union, USAID, Sweden and Norway, who all support this program. Yeah. So we are really pleased to be able to support the girls in South Sudan. And we've talked about the various problems that they face. We really encourage everyone involved in this process to make sure that they are valuing that and that they make sure this money is reaching the girls of South Sudan, because we know that along with the boys, they are the future for this country. So we're looking forward to seeing this process run properly over the next few months. And just to say thank you to iRadio and to the Jess team as well for having us.
Okay, thanks for that. Akuja?
I think the main message I would say is around just making sure that our girls are safe during this process. As we've communicated, this is important for the benefit of our country. Let's look at the bigger picture. You might say, you'll take £5 or £10 from what they have. But, you know, this £5 or £10 has a huge impact on the future of this young lady who is the future of South Sudan. So please, let's protect them and make sure they receive their money in full and safely.
Right. Thank you. Fujadi Garang, the team leader of Girls Education South Sudan, and also India Perry from the UK Embassy in South Sudan. Thank you both for joining us on the Dawn today. That brings us to the end of the extended hour of the Dawn edition. Do join us again tomorrow morning at the same time to get the latest on what's happening in South Sudan and beyond the borders. Well, up next, Soundtrack Show with Kafuki Jada. On behalf of the Dawn team, Paulino Athene, producer Charles Wote, my name is Emmanuel Joseph Akile. Do have a good day.